Come on and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're lost without him.
Amen.
But with him, we can do all things. We can overcome all things. We can abide in all things.
Amen.
Today we're going to be looking at the wisdom of God. The reason why we're going to be looking at it, because there's a lot of wisdom, or so-called wisdom, that's being passed about. And we as children of God have to be able to know the difference. Usually God will give me titles, but I kept hearing a theme going through this as I was studying. So the title of this would be The Wisdom of God is the Truth of God.
Amen.
I'll say that again. The Wisdom of God is the Truth of God. We start at 1 Corinthians, the 6th verse. This is Paul speaking. He says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Read a little bit and I'll come back to it. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. In other words, we talk or speak wisdom into them that are perfect. Perfect here is not talking about perfect where you don't make a mistake. Perfect here is talking about the fact that you are a born-again believer. What they're doing here is making a comparison. Okay? A comparison of those who are saved and those who are not saved.
Okay.
That's why you are perfect, because you are saved.
Okay.
And these people are not saved. That's how you are perfect. And God speaks wisdom to those who are saved. Yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age. That's what the princes mean, okay? That are coming to nothing. You got a lot of wisdom going around. You got a lot of thoughts going around, a lot of principles and ideas that are going around. But it's not the wisdom that is of God. It's the wisdom of this age. This age talks about you can worship God without, you know, their whole thing is music now. Music. God says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there in the midst of them. Okay, but we just say gathered together in my name. To do what? To go over his word. That's the purpose. The word of God. You're not, a lot of folks think we have in church. You're not having church unless the word of God is brought forth.
Amen.
Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So this wisdom that we're talking about Jesus himself here. So it's not the wisdom of this world. Now jump over to 2 and 1. It says, and brother, when I came to you, I came not with the excellency of speech or wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God. In other words, I didn't come to use big words or declare my wisdom, my personal wisdom, but I came unto you declaring the wisdom of God. I didn't use my own excellence or who I am, because a lot of folks are caught up in personalities. Who they are. Dr. So-and-so. If Dr. So-and-so says it, then it must be all right. You better check it.
Amen.
He says, when I came, I didn't come unto you. I didn't come according to excellent speech. I didn't come to you according to my own scheme of wisdom, trying to preach to you Christ. They try to mix Christ in it and try to rubber stamp it, but it's their own wisdom. Seventh verse. He said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. We talk about the wisdom of God, how God, and here I'm gonna go a little bit different here. See, when God began to deal with the Gentiles, he did not preach to them about Messiah.
Right. Okay.
Because we didn't know about a Messiah.
Right.
The Messiah was not promised to the Gentiles. The Messiah was promised to the Jews. So when Paul began to speak unto them, he began to tell them about the risen Christ.
Right.
Okay. About this God that came down who died for your sin, and yet even though you are not part of the family of Israel, the salvation is unto you also.
Amen.
That is the wisdom of God. See, the wisdom of God is able to take things and arrange them in such a way so that it can appeal to all men.
Amen.
All men. The wisdom of God also talks about Christ. The wisdom of God talks about the glory of God. Giving God the glory, not taking none of it for ourselves. So we speak this mystery, even the mystery here, talking about Christ in you, the hope of glory.
That's right, that's right.
How God, in his ultimate plan and his wisdom, wanted us to be just like his firstborn son, Jesus. So it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter about your education level. It doesn't matter about how much money you got in your pocket. It doesn't matter if you were born a king or queen or a commoner. God has made this so that you can be just like his firstborn son, Jesus. So what does that do? That takes me beyond my situation. That takes me beyond my circumstances. That takes me beyond the depression that I had yesterday. Why? Because today is a new day in God, and I can be just like Jesus. This is the wisdom of God.
Yes.
Which God, it was hidden wisdom. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because now, the fact that God was going to send a Savior was not hidden. But the fact that we Gentiles are actually a part of Christ's body was hidden. Okay? Because if they had said it, you know how they rejected the words of Jesus anyway. Right. If they'd have found out Jesus was going to be connected to the heathen nation, they would have rejected him outright. He wouldn't have had a chance to get a word in edgewise.
Right.
See, God said in the beginning, I'm going to have me a people. He said, y'all, and God, in other words, I'm paraphrasing here, you guys got tired of listening to me. I've been telling you about you, my people, and I got a plan for you, and y'all, and got tired of listening to me. God said, I'm going to have me a people.
Amen.
I'm going to have me one. They're not a people right now, but I'm going to have me a people.
Right.
We are that people.
Amen.
We are that people.
Amen.
We're not second class citizens in any form or fashion.
Come on,
whatever ministry you've got is second to none. Why? Because God does not give out secondhand junk.
Come on now.
Amen.
So whatever God has given you to do, do it all unto the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Who gave you that? And he's given you the wisdom to operate in it. Now here's the key. The wisdom comes from this book.
Amen.
Now, a lot of folks write books, and you can use some of them, okay? Some books will help you get over. However, this is your source.
Amen.
You got to learn to navigate this. See, a lot of folks want to use the book for a shortcut. Let me tell you something. There are no shortcuts in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something like he told my father when my father was coming up and he saw a lot of folks coming up, jumping up past him, jumping in ministry. He said, don't worry about it. Daytime of testing is coming. He said, I don't use mushrooms. I use oaks.
Come on
now. Oaks take time to build up. It takes time for this word of God to get in you so that you can operate the way God wants you to operate.
Amen.
Why? Because you got the old one in here and he's fighting every time you read a word of God. He's telling you it's not true. He's telling you it's not going to come back. He's telling you that you're inferior. But you got to block that. The wisdom of God is in you to know that you're the one that is in you is greater than the one that's in there talking to you.
Come on.
So the hidden wisdom that I'm connected to God, I'm connected directly to Jesus. Don't matter what my name is, don't matter if I don't have a dime in my pocket, I'm still connected to the Most High God, the one that's sitting on the throne right now, the one that made a way where there is no way. I'm connected to him right now. And he ordained this before the overthrow. In other words, God was so wise when they were counseling together, and I'm kind of getting ahead of myself in the scriptures here. They counseled together. They begin to formulate the plan. And they begin to look down and say, you know what? We're going to make a man, but the man's going to mess up.
Yeah.
He's gonna mess up.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So in order to have this people like we want to have them, Jesus, you're going to have to go down there and you're going to have to fix the mess that the man messed up.
Come on. Amen. Come on now.
Because what God wants is a vast family of sons.
Amen.
Okay? Amen. In the image. It's not talking about gender. It's talking about nature and character.
Hallelujah.
We all have the, when you are born again believer, you have the nature and the character. And that's very important.
Yes.
Because that's what people need to see. They don't need to see me.
That's my
heart.
They don't need to see me, because I'll just be honest with you. Tim can look ugly sometimes. I'm talking about with bad attitudes and things like that. I get up on the wrong side of bed. You know, hey, you see me at the wrong time, and, you know, I ain't going to cuss you out, but, you know, you might not like the greeting you don't get. Come on now, sometimes we don't want to be bothered.
Tell it, man.
But I have to remind myself of who I am and whose I am. And the word of God, by putting that word in there, that helps those episodes go away.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
So it's under our glory to partake, and we get to share in the glory of the excellence of who Christ is.
Yes.
Amen.
Now, he spoke those things. We are 13. Go to 13. We also speak them. We also speak those words. In other words, we speak. We're supposed to speak what Christ speaks.
Mm-hmm.
What did he speak? He spoke life.
That's right.
He spoke peace.
That's right.
He spoke joy. He spoke love.
Yes.
He spoke involvement. In other words, there was no separation. He didn't care about race. He didn't care about creed. He didn't care about gender. All he cared about was having that family together. He fellowshipped outside of his race. So Christ is outside of race. He's outside of creed. He's outside of color. Yes. He's all about involvement and inclusion for everybody.
Hallelujah.
This is the wisdom that God is sharing.
Yes, yes.
So we speak those things also, but not in words which man's wisdom teach. Because man's wisdom teaches separation.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
That's why you got a church on every corner. Because man made up in his mind. He said, well, God said this. And folks believe it. And so they like it, so they gravitate to it. Now, we share the same Jesus. It's only one.
Come on.
Yes,
yet there's divisions, there's fighting, there's schisms and isms in the church and between churches. Why? Because I got a better idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jump down to the fourth verse right quick and we come back to the 13th. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. My speech and the thing that I'm proclaiming was not with an enticement for you. Because a lot of folks have an enticement. And here I want to change here and say, don't get caught up in the light show.
I like that.
Don't get caught up in the light show. Because the light show is full of is full of style, and no substance.
Come on now.
What light show are you talking about? Well, let me take you back to this movie that I was just thinking about.
Oh no.
They might get silly in here, but and there were four stars that near the end of the show. And you know their names. Their names were Scarecrow.
I am Oz,
the Great and Power.
Come on.
And that's what folks try to present to you, that they are Oz, the Great and Powerful, when they come preaching and proclaiming things to you. And what that does is that tries to make you intimidate you, like they're doing everything and you're not doing anything.
Right.
You go when God tells you to go. And if it ain't your time to go, I don't care what nobody said, don't go.
Right.
Why? Because the ministry that you have belongs to God.
Yes.
And he's the author and the finisher of your ministry. And if you go at a time when you're not prepared, you're going to fall. So don't get caught up in their light show.
Amen.
A lot of thunders, a lot of lightning.
Yeah,
And then at the end, here he is, the little dog comes over there and pulls the sheet off of him. And he says, don't pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. You better pay attention to the man behind the curtain. Because the man behind the curtain is the one preaching this false gospel. They're telling you that you don't have to come to church. They're telling you you ain't got to pay your tithe. God said you have to do all of the ministry. They teach you ain't got to come to church, but as soon as the church got a handout, they got their handout wanting what the church got.
Come on now.
Don't get caught up in the light show. Remember, he said it was not according to man's, or according to human wisdom. Man's wisdom here wasn't there. It's talking about human wisdom. Because let me tell you something, there's some women who can get up there and preach and teach and do a whole lot of stuff too, and they can lead folks off. Okay? So don't get caught up in the human wisdom. But the demonstration is a proof of the Spirit talking about the power of God operating in Paul through the gift of divine wisdom.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So the wisdom of God has got to operate in us.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Now, we talked about the mystery, which talks about God's ultimate purpose. But God has an everyday purpose. Let me tell you something. The wisdom can be used each and every day of your life.
Amen. Amen.
The wisdom of God helps me stay out of trouble on my job.
Come on.
The wisdom of God, I'll ask God about certain things, and God said, well, do this, and that way you won't get in trouble. It's the wisdom of God. But you got to communicate with God, and you communicate with God through the word of God. You have to study this book to show yourself the proof of worker that needeth not be ashamed, rightly or correctly dividing this word so that you know what to do and what not to do.
Amen.
See, now let's go back to 13. So we don't teach words in man's wisdom, but which the Holy Ghost teach. The Holy Ghost will teach you. If you're a born again believer, you have the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
The Spirit of God is in you. Now, whether or not you speak in tongues, that's a different thing. Okay? But you have the Holy Ghost. Jesus has baptized you in the Holy Ghost. Because what does that do? A lot of folks, because they'll make a separation of those who speak in tongues with those who don't. And they'll cause the ones who feel that they don't speak in tongues to feel inferior in some form, but that you're not good enough. Yes, you are good enough. And Jesus died on the cross for you and saved you and gave you his salvation. You are good enough whether or not you speak in tongues. You are bought with a price. He raised the price with his own blood. So you are worthy. It don't make no difference. God can use you whether you're speaking tongues or not. Because let me tell you something. When you go to witness, you ain't going to be saying, when I talk to, if I'm witnessing the sister Denise here, I'm not going to be saying, shun that, she or more job. I'm going to say, hey, sis, would you like to meet Jesus today? When I pray for you, I'm not going to be praying in tongues where you can't understand it. I'm going to say, let me give me your hand and let me see if we can touch God together so you understand what I'm praying about so that you can believe too. Because let me tell you something. A lot of sinners, they may not know God, but they believe in God. And you can get to them by talking to them, by the wisdom of God. That's what God is. He is wisdom and faith unto us.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
So it's by the word of the Holy Ghost teaching us. And what the Holy Ghost is going to do, he's going to compare spiritual things to spiritual men. Why? Because we are spiritual now.
Amen.
We are new creatures.
That's right.
He's not going to teach us carnal things. He's going to teach us spiritual things. Where do you find the spiritual things? Once again, it's in the book.
Amen.
It's in the book. In the book.
Amen.
Make it plain. In the book. Because a lot, like I said, a lot of folks think you can buy Brother So-and-so's book and that's going to catch you up.
Come on now.
Let me tell you, I know a practical experience. When I was little, sons imitate their fathers in a lot of things. My father likes sports, so I like sports. My father likes science, so I like science. My father got saved and got filled with the Holy Ghost, so I wanted it also. Now, I'm going to hit a little fun moment. One thing my father didn't do was he said to me when he was telling me about sports, he said, you don't have to pick the Lions as your team. That was a good thing. He wanted me to watch football. He knew my fascination with losing. It ain't all that. But anyway, so I wanted the Holy Ghost. I wanted to speak in tongues. I saw my father do that. I wanted that too. So everybody know, most of us know, have heard of Dr. Kenneth Hagin Sr. He went on to be with the Lord. Well, we got his books. And it was talking about how to receive the Holy Ghost. I studied that book like nobody's business. Didn't speak one word. And I wanted. And so my dad, like I said, that's where the wisdom of God comes in. He saw me. He said, you're getting frustrated. Put the book down and leave it alone. Just go begin to pray. And I began to speak in tongues. And when we came down for a family meeting and we started praying, all of a sudden the tongues came forth. He said, how long have you been doing that? I didn't even know how long I've been doing it. I've been doing it for about 2 weeks. See, it's by the Spirit of God leading you, not by man's might, not by man's wisdom. It's by the wisdom of God. God is the leader. And if you want something from God bad enough, God will give it to you. You just got to be patient. Because it's God's timing, it's not yours.
That's right.
See, the old man gets you frustrated. He wants to agitate you. That's his job. He's going to agitate you. He's going to make you think, well, we didn't pray that God ain't doing it because it didn't happen like this. See, God is supernatural, not magic.
Come on now.
See, there's a difference. See, when you look at TV and things, we think, okay, it's magic, so it must go along with this. No, once again, you got to go in the book to find out what the difference is. God does not do magic tricks. He is supernatural. That means he is above natural things. The things that we can see, the things that we can touch, he is above those things. He doesn't do magic. So you have to operate on the frequency that God operates on, so that you can begin to understand him. He knows all about you.
Yes, he does. Yes,
he does. He knows all about you. He made you. We got to understand and get on his wavelength, because guess what? He said it's finished. He said it's finished. All the work he's done is finished. So we got to get in here. We got to work.
Right.
And you have to find out about the thing. It's by the Holy Ghost, which compares spiritual things to spiritual men.
Yes.
8 verse. It says, which none of the princes of this world knew. None of the rulers know. Folks still don't know about it. We still do. What? This 20 of me, 2020 in a minute. Folks still don't know about Jesus.
Right.
They know the name. It says, well, if they had been acquainted with him, they wouldn't have crucified him.
Yeah.
What do you mean, know him? They didn't get to know his precepts and his concept.
Uh-huh.
Every time the Sadducees or the Pharisees came in contact with Jesus, there was always an argument.
Uh-huh.
He asked him, he said, why can't you hear my speech? Mm-hmm. That's what he asked him. Why can't you hear what I'm telling you? Wasn't no devil there because Jesus was there.
Right.
Wasn't no devil there.
Break it down, Pastor.
So who was there? Them.
Right.
And their refusal to hear the gospel.
Come on. My Lord.
The king was there in front of them with the gospel proclaiming life, and yet all they was talking about, he said, right now, y'all want to kill me. You say you were Abraham's son. But you don't want to kill me. He said, Abraham knew me and was glad to see me. And now that you're back, you ain't glad to see me. Why can't you hear my speech? You got to be able to hear God speak. You got to hear him say it in his way, not your own.
Amen.
God began, I told y'all this before, and I'll say it again for some of those that didn't know it. God told me a long time, my son, I want you to start studying the new chapter of the day. I said, God, send me a sign. I had to catch myself. Whoa. I said, he just told me what he wanted me to do. And I asked him to send me a sign. See, you got to be aware of your enemy.
Amen.
Come on. Yes, yes.
And I just said this one. My enemy is when I look in the mirror. That's my enemy. Because he's there with all kinds of thoughts. He's there with feelings. He's there with emotions. And he wants to get me off track.
Yes, yes.
He wants to get me off track. And if he can, then he's done his job. That's why you can't allow your feelings to get involved. That's why I say it this way. I say feelings are irrelevant. And I say this to myself. Feeling bad is irrelevant. Can't allow feeling bad to get you off track.
That's right.
Feeling good is irrelevant. What do you mean? Look at Paul. He felt so good that he was persecuting the church. He felt so good about himself, he's persecuting the church. A lot of folks feel good about their ministry. They come up against the word of God. They feel just as good and emboldened. So feeling good is irrelevant. The only thing is the word of God, and to do the word of God according to the word of God.
Amen.
So they wouldn't have crucified the glory of glory. Ninth verse. But as it has been written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither went up into the heart of man, or the spirit of man, or the mind of man, the thing which God has prepared for them that love him.
Amen.
Now here's the key. How much do you love him?
Amen.
Now we know how much he loved us. He proved.
Come on now. Yes. Come on now.
How much do you love him? That love means to have regard for, to regard with favor, to make much of. How much do you make of Jesus in your life? And that's a question only you can answer for yourself. You and God. I can't answer that question for you. How much regard do you have for him? Do you have regard to listen to his word? Do you have regard when those that God put in authority and they begin to teach you, to train you, to put you, to set you in place? Can you do that? Because see, that's, you know, we think we know it all. God began to, God told me something. Can't nobody else tell me nothing, because God had told me something. It's out of order.
Right.
God does things decent and in order. And since we are a body, God operates in a body. He's the head. We're the members in that body.
That's right.
Okay, so the brain controls those that God puts in authority. You have to listen to them. If you want your ministry to go, the Bible says, how can you say you love me whom you've not seen and hate your neighbor whom you see every day? How can you hear from God who you don't even recognize God when those who God put in authority are talking to you and you're not listening to them?
My Lord.
So God has prepared these things for those that love him.
Amen.
God prepared the word for you. Now keep getting back to it, because I'm trying to get you to understand there's no shortcuts in this thing.
Amen.
Folks think there's a shortcut. There's no shortcuts in this. It's the same thing when you went to school every day. Kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, junior high school, college, grad school, whatever else after that. It took time.
That's right.
Time for you to learn those things. It takes time for your relationship. I'm talking about the relationship this morning in the Bible study. You've got a relationship with God. You've got to work on it.
Amen.
You got to work on your relationship with God. He knows you. You got to know him. You got to know what he sounds like for you in your life.
Folks,
you hear him prophesy to you, and it don't mean a hill of beans until you begin to know what God means in your life for you. So he prepared these things. But 14, jump to 14, he says, but the natural man or the carnal man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. The natural man or the animal man. The animal man is one who makes the faculties of his animal nature. That means his senses, his passion, and his natural reason, the measure of truth and the rule of conduct. That individual can't receive anything from God. And you have to be careful, because let me tell you something. I'm a born-again believer. But if I become natural in my thinking, that means even I, who am a born-again believer, will not be able to receive the things of God. Because when God looks at flesh, he don't care if it's saved or unsaved. It's flesh. And he don't have no regard to it. That's why you can't get wrapped up in yourself. I can't allow myself to get wrapped up in Tim. Tim has feelings and Tim has emotions. Tim has disposition. Tim has to learn to put those things on the line so that he can hear from God. Because God is there waiting on Tim.
Come on,
I don't have to wait on God. God, he's already there. He's in me. He's already here.
Yeah.
It ain't about feeling. I don't have to feel God. I just have to know God.
Amen.
So the natural man can't receive it for their foolishness unto him.
Yes.
Y'all folks out there, and it's just funny. God's been harping on me about that coming to church. Fail not to assemble yourself in the house of God.
That's right.
Why? Because we have a connection. The Spirit of God connects us together, that we think together and move together and grow together and increase together and minister together. We all minister together. Even when one group's out, the others are backing them up with prayer and good thoughts. So we're all part of one ministry. If you're outside of it, then you can't think the same, because you're not hearing the same thing.
Come on now.
Amen.
Mind the same principle and speak the same thing.
Amen. That's right.
That's how you grow. That's how the power grows. And like I said, it don't even matter about size. Look at what this church has accomplished.
Come on now.
We got a handful of folks. But it don't make no difference if God is in it. Yeah. Folks think about size. Let me tell you something. God talking about size. There are 12 tribes in Israel. They didn't all have the same people. One tribe had more than the others.
Yeah. Yeah.
And God worked them all up. Because they were his people.
Come on.
Yes. We're his people.
Yes.
So it don't matter about that.
Amen.
So they're foolish unto him. Neither can he know them or become acquainted. The things that he can't become acquainted, because they are judged spiritually. And if you're not using the Spirit to allow you to influence you to judge the word, then you can't receive it.
All right.
Come on now.
That's right.
Use the word today.
Come on now.
Let me tell you something. Make it practical, boy. Pastor got up. It was over a year ago or so. And he got up and he gave me a great compliment. He gave me a great compliment. But see how the Spirit of God works? God's not going to let you get the big head.
Right.
When I got home, we began to open this book up. God said, remember that puzzle y'all got for Christmas? You and your brother and your sister got for Christmas when y'all were little? How you never were able to put that puzzle together, no matter how many times you tried? He said, that's my word. Don't get the big head.
Come on.
Stay humble.
Amen.
Amen.
God can use humble people.
Amen.
Right.
Why? Because he used Jesus. Jesus
right.
was the humble Amen. King.
That's right.
He humbled himself Amen. And came down here and walked the earth. He didn't have to.
That's right.
He humbled himself. Amen. The King of glory humbled himself. He stripped himself of all that he was in eternity and he came down here and suffered. Because let me tell you something. He said he suffered on all points like we do. Man, some days you don't want to get up.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Some days you just don't want to feel good. I'll turn it to red. It's one of them days where you just make the best of it. Today is one of them. them days. You just make the best of them.
Yes, Lord.
He was tempted on all those points, yet he did not allow that to cause him to trespass or go against his God. Now, all of these spiritual things, let's go on, try to hurry up and finish this. 10th verse. But God has revealed them unto us through his Spirit, through the Holy Ghost. All the things in this Bible are accessible to us through his Spirit. If you want to know, God will make it able for you to know.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
He's no respecter of persons.
Yes, he will. Yes, he has.
10th verse again. But the Spirit, but God has revealed them unto us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. In other words, I don't have to try to sound deep. If God wants me to be deep, he will give me the word so that and explain it to me so that I can explain it to you.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Because God wants you to be, no matter who's up here explaining the word, God wants you to understand it. It doesn't do you any good if you don't understand the word. You can't use it.
That's right. That's right.
And he will explain it. I'll give you an example. It was a question asked a long time ago. It said, when it, back over in Genesis, it said, well, what does it mean when the firmament, he separated the firmament from the firmament, divided the waters from the waters? That's what it was. And I said, Lord, what is that? And I was at Belle Isle. He said, look out. He said, what do you see? I said, I see water. He said, look up. What do you see? I said, I see cloud. He said, that's water. What's between them? An air mass.
Right.
See, when God created it, he don't say water, ice, right. Steam.
Right.
He says water. We say those things because we have to know what it is.
Come on.
God revealed those things because I was sitting there, I wanted to know. So I opened this book up, God began to teach. Now God has teachers in it, so you know, in other words, it's not a one-man game. God used this man here to set me in place. To let you know it's a body ministry.
Amen.
Because I was getting up here trying to do like Rev. Rev can preach. I can't preach like Rev. I get up here and teach a little bit and I try to preach. God didn't want me to do it. Pastor came and said, hey, brother, I don't believe God wants you to do that. When he, and when somebody corrects you, he always corrected in love. He never yelled. He corrected in love. Yes. And you know what? So I thought about it. I said, well, okay, Lord, let's see. I said, Father, if he wasn't, I said, this man has taught me a lot of stuff. If what he's saying is true, let me walk in the car.
Right.
Never had a problem with it since. Why? Because it's the wisdom of God. Let me hurry up, move on. It says, for what? 11th verse. For what man knoweth the things of a man, saying the spirit of man which is in him? In other words, I can't know what's in you unless you reveal to me what's in you.
Right.
We're human beings.
Right.
I don't know deep things about you unless you tell. In other words, I don't know what your favorite color is unless you tell. You got to tell me those things. I can't just pick those things up.
Right.
Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but except through the Spirit of God.
Right.
God has to reveal those things. And once again, if you want to know, God will reveal them to you. Why? Because the Bible said he is no respecter of persons.
Amen.
The wisdom of God. 12th verse. Wrap this on up. Now, we've not received the mindset. That word spirit means mindset of the world. But the spirit or the new nature which is of God. That we might know the things or understand the things that are freely given to us of God. Jesus is the new nature. We got the Holy Ghost. That gives us access to the Father. That gives us the right to know. Why? Because if you go in the book, God will tell you who you are and what you are and what you have.
That's right. Yes, he will.
But you got to go in the book. Folks is waiting for something to drop down, some magic thing to drop down on them, and all of a sudden they're going to know. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. So we haven't received. We received the new nature, which is of God, that we might know the things, the freely, the gift. What he's talking about here is an act of grace. The grace of God covers us and gives us the gifts and the talents that we have.
Yes, he does.
We have to understand those talents.
Yes.
So he gives us the Spirit, and he gives us teachers, and he gives us this word so that we can understand what we're supposed to do.
Right.
15. So he that is spiritual judges all things. In other words, you can look into all things. God can give you an understanding into all things. In other words, to judge, to estimate, to determine if it's good or bad. In a person or a thing.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
You can look at it. It's by the Holy Ghost. A lot of times, God don't have to say, well, this is bad. You'll know it in your spirit.
Right.
You know it on your job or in your home. You know it. This ain't, you, person coming, you know, this ain't right. This ain't right. You know it automatically. That's the Spirit of God in you letting you know this ain't right. Or this is a good thing. I see God moving in this thing. For who, it says, okay, let me read that 15 again. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself that judges no man. In other words, they can't understand it. Now they'll throw labels at you, like they did Jesus.
Yeah.
Wine bearer.
Yeah.
They didn't see the purpose. He's going in to get folks saved.
Yeah.
You gotta go in them dark places to get folks saved.
Right.
He had to go in there. But they labeled, but it didn't stick.
Uh-huh.
Nobody could accuse him of being a drunk.
Uh-huh.
You can call him that because he in there with him.
Uh-huh.
Who saw him take a drink? You call him because, you know, some of those women were hottest back in those days. You didn't, nobody caught Jesus behind closed doors.
Come on.
So it didn't stick. What people say about you won't stick.
Amen.
So that you can ignore it and do, because you know what? Sometimes we wear our feelings on our shoulders.
Amen.
Okay, if somebody hit him, we hurt. Okay, you can't get hurt. In the kingdom of God, got to keep it moving.
Right.
Amen.
16, it says, for who, what animal man has known the mind of Christ or has the understanding of Christ, who is our superior, who shall instruct him? In other words, who's going to teach Jesus that the precepts and the concepts that he put down is wrong? Which man is great enough to do that?
Come on.
He said, but we got that man.
Yeah.
We got the man and the one who the creator. We got the man of the pattern son. We got the one who walked over there. We got him. He's in us. And he leading us and guiding us.
Go to
1 and 30, and I'm closing with this. It says, 1 and 30 of Corinthians. It says, but of him are ye in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom. Jesus has been made to us wisdom by his walking, by his talking, by his teaching, by what he did. Is made unto us wisdom so that we know how to walk. We know how to talk. We know how to function. We know how to talk to people of different races, different creeds, different cultures. And it's by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
He's been made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification. We're talking about holiness and redemption. He is all of those things to us because we have a chance now to offer those things unto people.
Yeah.
Come on, give God some praise. Yeah. Everybody stand. Here's wisdom right here.
Thank you,
Lord. Here's wisdom right here. It's in this book. You want God to make a change? He said we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. The only thing that can transform it is this, the Word of God. Can't nothing else transform it. We can pray for you and God can touch you, but until you get in this book, yeah, the touch may last for a minute and God's power is able to do different things, but as far as giving you that wisdom, you got to go in the book to get it. Got to go in the book to get the wisdom. Take your neighbor by the hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, the word says you made unto us wisdom. Lord God, you are a pattern of our life. You are the map that we should follow, Lord God. Yeah. Strengthen us so that we realize it, Lord God, and do what we have to do. Because in your wisdom is life. In your wisdom is the truth. In your wisdom is peace. In your wisdom is joy. In your wisdom is all the provision that we have need of, Lord God. You have made all those things unto us, Lord God. We give you the praise and the honor because you are those things to us. You are the Almighty and the everlasting God, Lord God. Right now, Lord God, those that are need of touching their bodies, Lord God, I speak the life of God to them right now as we join hand to hand. The life of God that flows from the heaven down, Lord God. That flows out from each member who is a member of the body of Christ. Touching them, Lord God. Healing them, Lord God. Encouraging them, Lord God. Lifting them up, Lord God. We thank you for that power moving, Lord God. Moving from heart to heart, breast to breast, Lord God. By the Holy Ghost that's within each and every one of us. Lord God, I thank you for moving right now. I thank you for encouraging right now. I thank you for lifting up right now. I thank you for healing right now. Lord God, we bind depression. We bind discouragement. We bind disappointment. We bind it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we loose your power. We loose your anointing in this place, Lord God. Because you are the anointed one. And we give you the praise for what you're doing. We give you the praise for what you've done. We give you the praise for what you're going to do. In Jesus' wonderful name. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah.
But the wisdom that you shall receive, it is that which came forth out of my mouth. Did I not say in time past that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of my mouth? But this is the wisdom that I spoke from the beginning. And yea, it was hidden for a little while. Yea, at the proper time it came forth. And yea, it was broken down for your understanding. Yea, I taught it. Through my son, said God. And yea, did I not say, seeking you shall find, knocking it'll be opened, asking it'll be given unto thee? This is my wisdom and my knowledge and my word. This is my mindset and this is my purpose, to fill you with my wisdom and my word, so that you shall walk uprightly before me, circumspectly as wise, and not as a fool, which is the old man, the nature one that broke down to stand in the beginning, said God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We lift you up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and give the Lord another hand clap. Appreciate it. Hallelujah. Thank you. It's offering time.